Hare Krishna. Om Akhyan Simirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurulvitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Kanakushurichirangang Sundarang Saumma Murtim Vibhudhakula Varenyang Sri Gurung Siddhipurtim Taruna tapana vasam bhakti lanchidi vilasam bhaja bhaja tu manori sri dharam samvidhanam. Who is our super worshipable guru? Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj is today his appearance day. We are so fortunate that celebrating that day, Maha Mahotsav, and engaging ourselves to hearing his glories and chanting his glories, and assembled for the association of the devotees here. Very fortunate we are. This day, Guru Maharaj appeared. But that time, who will believe that his presence in this material world will be so glorious and fortunate for the conditioned souls? Even his relatives, they also cannot conceive it. But finally, we are seeing it is the Mahaprabhu's divine will act through him, through his divine grace, that day spreaded Krishna consciousness all over the world. Not only this Sokela Ashram, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Seva Ashram, all over the world, how many centers we have, and where is no center, the heart of the devotee, house of the devotee, everywhere celebrating today this festival. When Guru Maharaj was present with us, everyone, that time we cannot understand his glory, because we are thinking he is like us, one human form, more than us, no doubt, but human. But actually, transcendental form, divine form, taken human form and appear in front of us and distributed Krishna consciousness. Krishna, today morning I am wants to say something about that. The quality. Chaturvidha bhajante mang jana sukriti no arjuna. Artho arthati jigyasu jnani cha bharata sabha. Krishna told this four kind of person who is surrendered to me, he worship me. I am worshipable for them. Artho Atati Jigasu Gani. But I not told there. What come in my mind I hide. But now I want to say that. Yeah, Krishna's divine form, not one kind of divine form. We will see the Krishna's divine form three kind: Dwarka Krishna, Mathura Krishna, and Vrindavan Krishna. The whose devotee and who is whose devotee and what kind of quality of that devotee. Devotees have varieties quality. So who is Vrindavan Krishna? His quality is supreme. We understand through the books. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu told it. Sarvadhuta chamatkaro lila gallolo varithi atulila madhura prema mandita priyamandala trijagan manasagar simurali kalakujita asamano dharupa sri vishmapita charachara. This four kind of special quality of Krishna. As Sri Vasudev Goswami quoted one sloka in that sloka. Lila Premna Priyadhikam Madhurjam Venurupayo Itta Asadharanam Govindasya Chatushtayam, like this sloka. It is quoted in book. Which book? Search for Sri Krishna. There. Lila Premna Priyadhi Kang Madhurjam Venurupayo. That this kind of Krishna, who is always playful, four kind of rasa, that dasya, sukha, vatsalya evam madhur, with that rasa he is playful with brajavasi, with devotee. And he is playing not with 11-11 team. There are millions of his team and playing with them. We can understand in Rasa Lila when doing how many gopis was there and Krishna playing with them. Four kind of rasa and five kind actually rasa, but Santa rasa is not moving. That kind of Krishna, Krishna sarupa hai, dhira lalita in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nilantar kama krira jahar charitra. What is getting abusement of this world? That getting supreme position in the transcendental, playful Vrindavan world. This kind of conception Krishna cannot give. Krishna have no time to think that. Because nirantar means no antar. In the middle, nothing gap. to spread his pastimes. But that doing Ladini Sar Prem Prem Sar Bhav Bhave Paramakasta Name Mahabhav Mahabhav Sarupini Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Khani Krishna Kanta Siromani. Radha Rani, her associates, everyone, joyful mood, serving Krishna and distributing the service of Lord to their associates. I want to say it. The Krishna Bhakta Nishkamatev Shant Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashant. Krishna Bhakta Nishkamatev Shant. But their Lord is full of lust. They are Nishkam. They have no desire, self-enjoyment desire, but always they are giving for the service to their Lord as desire of Lord that way. And this kind of devotion to Lord Krishna we have got from Srila Guru Maharaj. Krishna Bhakti can give. Mirabai also giving Krishna Bhakti. But we are not interested with that. Chandrabali given Krishna Bhakti. We are not interested like that. We are under guidance of Radharani and her associates trying to serve Lord Sri Krishna, and who is full of lust, playing with the gopis, lustful play. Nirantar kama krida jahar charita. That kind of Krishna. And giving service to him who have no lust inside. Nishkama tev shanta. This is very critical position. But it is happily playful with Lord Krishna. Activity of the devotees. And that Krishna's service given Srila Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami. In that same category, they are distributed these things, but always not externally, internally given it. When someone, devotee, talking and massaging Master Royal for Vishtuda. His name was Vishtuda. Guru Maharaj's godbrother. In Prabhupada's room, then Sannyasi's room, sometimes Vishtuda coming and staying in Sannyasi's room and massaging and singing Kave Vishobhanu Pure Ahiri Gopir Ghare Tanaya Hoya Janomibo Jabote Amar Kabe Pani Grahan Habe Vasuti Koribo Kabe Tai. He is singing and Prabhupada, very small baranda, maybe 3 feet. His baranda long but 3 feet. And they are Prabhupada chanting and hearing and Prabhupada saying this, je sei bhaggo ki ar amader hobe, kobe hobe she bhaggo. This kind of expression, that kind of fortune we will get or not. And another day, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, hearing some Gayatri mantra, Puspavanaya Dhimahi, this word, some devotee discussing Gayatri mantra, and Prabhupada said, Phool Phelte Palle Hoy. This word we heard from Guru Maharaj, Phool Phelte Palle Hoy. That really we can offer ourselves to him or not, that is question. That this kind of thinking and practicing life, clue given Srila Guru Maharaj to us. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada was not ordinary man. You all now understand that. Everyone understand all over the world. But why Srila Prabhupada, time to time going to Sridhar Maharaj and reporting his preaching, report, I have done this, I have done that, I have done that. He want to get support from Guru Maharaj. And when Gauri Math broken by the wills of Krishna, Prabhupada taken Srila Guru Maharaj in his house. He have two houses, and one house he offered to Srila Guru Maharaj. And there he is getting association of Srila Guru Maharaj and very happy. Because his servant, he have much affection for me also. That time, I have seen that he not was ordinary man, everyone knows that. But why he is always asking something from Srila Guru Maharaj? And when Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada himself, translated Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, this title given, as it is, I want to give as it is Gita, not several kind of commentary, as it is. But that Gita, when he is translating, Guru Maharaj is sending me, you will go, and so what translation he is doing, you learn. And he is coming to Guru Maharaj when some Siddhanta, little conflict, or what English, I do not know, little disturbance coming in Siddhanta, he is coming to Guru Maharaj and asking Guru Maharaj, discussing with Guru Maharaj. When he is translating, I know very well, Baladev Vidyabhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti, comparing, following Baladev Vidyabhushan, he is translated. Anyhow, much time I cannot take. But that, Prabhupada, জলটা কোথায়? দেখ প্রভুপাদ, হু নোজ এভরিথিং, Guru Maharaj told his Satyavesha avatar, Mane Nityananda Prabhu himself giving Mahaprabhu's gift to whole world through Prabhupada. That Prabhupada when telling yes, Srila Sridhar Maharaj is my Shiksha Guru. If you want to learn anything, go to Sridhar Maharaj. That I read, Guardian of Devotion, book, Sripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami, published, small book, but very valuable. Only their conversation with Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Then you can understand what is inside there. But that book I read, Prabhupada himself telling, yes, Sridhar Maharaj is my guru, Shiksha Guru. Diksha Guru position everyone knows, but do not know the position of Shiksha Guru. Shiksha Guru more than Diksha Guru. It's another time we can discuss which way that. Then what Shiksha Guru Maharaj given to us? What Prabhupada saying, I am learning from him. That kind of Guru Maharaj's lotus feet we have got sheltered there. And so fortunate we are, no doubt. And what Guru Maharaj has given finally, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he indicated through his Sirupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mara Sampada, singing, that song. Sang by Guru Maharaj. Other wants to sing that by order of secretary. But Prabhupada not accepted that. Prabhupada told this song only Sridhar Maharaj will sing. No one. This kind of comment of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And later, evidence we got to see so many sannyasi appear in this mundane world for preaching Krishna consciousness. They are great, great devotee of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, like Sripad Kesava Maharaj, Sripad Goswami Maharaj, Sripad Paramahansa Maharaj, Sripad Madhusudan Maharaj, Sripad Bhagavad Maharaj, Sripad Acharya Maharaj, so many. All the very dear and exclusive devotee of Saraswati Thakur, they took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. And only this cause, that they believe that Prabhupada given his property to Sridhar Maharaj and we must take share from him. We have some share, but if we accept Sridhar Maharaj's guidance, if we will get that share. This is very clear. We understand it. Then what we have got super service to Krishna under guidance of Radharani and her associates. And really very close of Radha Krishna, that is Rupa Manjari. And that Rupa Manjari as Rupa Goswami given the ecstasy of Krishna Leela, Gaura Leela, and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy to everyone. Sar Goswami, Sri Rupa Sanatan. Actually, what? Sanatana Goswami was Guru of Rupa Goswami. But we are chanting Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhattara Gunath. Not only for meter matter there is some subjective something that is. Sanatana Goswami also thinking under Rupa Goswami, I shall go to Krishna. He is Guru of Rupa Goswami externally. Mahaprabhu told Prithivite Vigyavar Naijar Sama, no one compete with intelligence with Sanatana Goswami, that kind of intelligence he have. But Mahaprabhu himself established Rupa Goswami in his assembly, big, honorable assembly. You can say Supreme Court. There many of judge seated in front of them. He given order to Rupa Goswami, Rupa, you, what you have done, you show them. And Lalita Madhav and Bibdagdha Madhav, two Natak, Rupa Goswami done. Then Lalita Madhav and Bibdagdha Madhav. And Chief Justice was there, Srila Ramananda Rai, who is one way Guru of Chaitanya Dev. Chaitanya Dev questioning Ramananda answering. The disciple question. And Chaitanya Dev himself told, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Hai. Kiva Nyasi, Kiva? Kiva Nyasi Shudra Gane Noi Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Hai. You are Krishna Tattva Vetta. You are the master of Krishna consciousness. You tell, I am like your disciple. This is expression of Mahaprabhu. And he was that assembly meeting, Chief Justice like that. He is questioning and Rupa giving answers. And Ramananda Rai was extremely happy and told, you no one can compete with Rupa. We not heard this kind of expression of Radha Krishna Leela. I believe you given power to him. What you given power to me, that power I am seeing to him. And Mahaprabhu what told, that is the most important thing. Mahaprabhu accepted. Yes, I given power to Rupa. No one Vaishnava said, I have that quality I am giving. Vaishnava always humble. And Mahaprabhu more humble. Mahaprabhu, in one word of Ramchandra Puri, he make his regular food simple. But he told to that Mithi, yes, I give in my power to Rupa. And it is my desire, you all give your power to Rupa Goswami. I given already. And it will be full when you will give your power to him. That is clearly expressed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Rupa Goswami Prabhu's mercy reservoir was with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when he left this world, before that he given to Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokak Siddhadev Goswami Maharaj. And everyone very happily accepted that. So that Guru Maharaj's birthday is today. And we are connected with that, related with that. That is our good fortune. I have another duty to sing the song what Guru Maharaj every time ordering me. You sing that song, Sirupu Manjari Pada. After singing, I shall finish my prayer to Srila Guru Maharaj. Actually, he wants to bestow his mercy upon you all, and I am only instrument. But instrument of a good maker, that is my good fortune. Jayam Vishnu Vasila Bhakti Rukhaksita Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Cha. Here is Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj and others, so many Vaishnava. If they want to say something, they can say. But now, I want to chant, sing that very exclusive song of our society. And Guru Maharaj, every time ordering me, they will sing this. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei moro sampada. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei moro sampada. Sei mor bhajana pujana, sei mor prana dhana, sei mor abhorana, sei mor. Sei moro jibaner jibana, sei moro rasanidhi, sei moro bancha siddhi. Ar sei mor beder dharam, ar sei brata সেই তপ সেই মর মন্ত্র জপ সেই মর ধর্ম করম অনুকূল হবে বিধি সে পদে হইবে সিদ্ধি অনুকূল নিরখিবয়ে দুই নয়নে সে রূপ মাধুরী রাশি প্রাণ খুব লয় শশী সে রূপ প্রফুল্লিত হবে নিশিদিনে দর্শন হই গরলে জারল দেহি তুয়দর্শন হই গরলে জারল দেহি চিরদিন তাপিত জীবন আহা প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মোরে পদ ছায়া আহা প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মোরে পদ ছায়া নরোত্তম লইল শরণ এ অধম লইল শরণ আহা প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মনে পদ ছায়া আহা প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মনে পদ ছায়া অধম লইল শরণ গুরুদেব 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 বিষ্ণু বাসির ভক্তির শ্রীধর দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি শ্রীপাদ সুধীর গোস্বামী মহারাজ উই have got remnants through you of Guru Maharaj. If you little tell us about that, we shall be very happy. No, I have time, I am thinking. Half an hour.
You can return to your abode and then we, Janardana Maharaj and I can continue here.
Yes. Okay. As your desire. But you all sit here not necessary to move, I shall go easily.
So we're very fortunate that we're able to celebrate this most auspicious day at the lotus feet, the day being the divine appearance of Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Is it possible to get a glass of water?
Yeah, it's coming.
And we're able, it's our good fortune to be able to celebrate this, the lotus feet of His divine grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. We've heard from Srila Guru Maharaj that according to one's inner sincere hankering for a connection with truth, the absolute truth, that they come in connection with a certain level of theistic conception and association. So it's based upon inner necessity. In the case of Srila Guru Maharaj, we can only be, if we apply this to himself, we can't even begin to conceive what really is his inner necessity, that from that heart, his divine heart, such a beautiful, irresistible Krishna conception has sprung forth. As Srila Gurudev was mentioning, there are different conceptions of Krishna, and they may be legitimate in their own right, but Srila Guru Maharaj is promoting a particular Krishna conception of divinity with the seal and stamp of approval of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who in another place Srila Guru Maharaj said it was the type of wealth that was in the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that attracted Srila Saraswati Thakur to this plane. Not that he came reluctantly on a mission, but the wealth, the real inner wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is what attracted Srila Saraswati Thakur to this plane, and it's also what attracted Srila Saraswati Thakur to the heart and soul of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami. When I've heard Srila Guru Maharaj mention that the early followers of Srila Saraswati Thakur told him that in the very beginning days he was presenting his Krishna conception with such intensity, they said it was as if he was forcibly trying to make us taste some nectarine substance. To paraphrase, he was ramming it down their throats. This was not some stereotypical conception of Indian hospitality. So much so that Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned before he had joined, he went once on Mahaprabhu's birthday. The celebration was going on in Mayapur, conducted by Srila Saraswati Thakur. And so, as every year there's an invitation, so many pilgrims come, and then the time comes for them to go. And we've seen there's always these very heartfelt, gentle, sweet farewells. That's part, the Indian culture is very sweet and endearing in that way. The sweet and gentle hellos and greetings and similar farewells. So he was seated in a chair, and Guru Maharaj is always an acute observer, listener, perceiver, assessor. He saw He's sitting there, and the people who'd been invited, now it's time for them to return. And he could hear that, said, Prabhupada, he's saying something. And he listened, and what is he saying? Don't cheat me. He thought this was startling because it was not, in the circumstance, it seemed to be awkward. Don't cheat me. And he said, I thought, wait, what does he mean by this? And then he began to explain further, because the people, they had some look of doubt and apprehension on their faces. And he said, because of your interest, remember we said, according to the inner necessity and intensity within one's heart, you come in connection with a certain level of association and conception. Saying, because you wanted Krishna, I have some connection with you. I've come to you. And therefore, we're connected now. But having expressed your heart's inner desire for a connection with Krishna, don't now leave me and return to something else. I've come here for this exclusive, specific purpose. And Guru Maharaj thought, wait, these people were invited. They're invited guests. No, they're not going to be allowed to go home. This is like one-way ticket to the extreme. You know, if we announce at the end of this lecture, by the way, no one's going home tonight. So we have some quarters out on the... Of course, many people would say, Jai. But that will be another discussion. But so then Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj just posing this. He said, oh, the person might say, no, I have a few things that are urgent to need to be taken care of, and then I'm returning after that. And Saraswati Thakur said, no, that's not acceptable. In fact, I say, if you get a phone call right now that says that your house is on fire, let it burn down. Let it burn to the ground. Rather, you'll be spared from these things. See, because this world and everything in it is what's keeping you bound here. So let it burn to ashes. That's inevitably what will take place here anyway. Either from a religious point of view or an MIT scientific point of view. This, you can't escape this inevitable reality. So, Guru Maharaj thought, this type of intensity, sweet heat. Right? The sun's infinitely hot and intense with heat, but we get burned up along the way. But here, there's a level of infinite intensity and heat, but it's sweet heat. Right? There's some bite, but you're injected with nectar, not with poison. Right? So he's biting, but injecting nectarine substance into all of those who came in connection with him. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, oh, this is the place where I will sell my head. So, we know when we say Srila Guru Maharaj was an acute listener and intense, that it was so much so that one god brother, when they forbid him to attend, before he joined, forbid him to attend any more lectures. He's getting ready to go. He said, no, you won't be able to go. Guru Maharaj said, why? And he came to know in time, that man thought, I've never seen anyone listen with this sort of intensity. He must be a spy. Because a lot of intrigue going on in India in those days. And they thought, yeah, nobody listens this hard. Okay, I'm sorry, you can't go. And Guru Maharaj was actually upset by this. Naturally, he's being forbidden from coming nearer to the Lord of his heart, soul. So he went off on the bank of the Ganga to contemplate the situation. And he thought, does he have something for me? Remember, this is a person who, since his appearance as Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya in the Sanskrit-speaking household, in a life that's totally regulated by revealed truth. Right? When he was a child, he lived with one of his aunties for a while, and she noticed some, towards the ladies' section, even though he was like a 6 or 7 year old boy, on his part some, apprehension, right? Because he had read certain things in the scriptures. at six, his life is regulated by revealed truth.
At six.
He's only accepting something if there's scriptural evidence, otherwise he's not interested in taking his stand, as he used to say, in that layer. And when Guru Maharaj would say, we're not interested in taking our stand in that layer, you could smell that layer. So anyway, he would say, try to keep connection with the Nirguna plane. So his auntie told him, don't you know that the ladies' section, they're all lucky gun, Lakshmi gana. They're extensions. According to the script, she also knows how to deal with it. According to the scriptures, the real truth, it says there, they're extensions of Lakshmi Devi. Then Guru Maharaj said, then I made some internal adjustment. I thought, yes, then, well, from that point of view, then I'll have to readjust myself. So always this, that's one of the things he liked about Gaudiya Mad. He said, these people, you tell them anything that any man, anything said by a man in this world, and they're dismissing it as rubbish. But you mention some scripture, you quote some shastra, that they're hearing very acutely. But you say, this man said this, that man said that, they're dismissing it wholesale as rubbish. Right? As one man asked him once, a doctor seeing him in saffron garb, he said, can you tell me, Swamiji, what it is you've learned since you've taken this dress and renounced the world? And what is it, what have you learned? And Guru Maharaj told me, he said, you know what I've learned? I've learned that everything that people hold near and dear in this world and they revere as being helpful to them and enlightening and beneficial, it's all trash and unbeneficial and dragging them down and keeping them bound in existence. That's what I've learned since I've been dressing this way and adopting the attitude of, yukta vairagya. So, anyway, Srila Guru Maharaj thought, with reference to Saraswati Thakur, is there something he has for me? There may be someone in the entourage that there might be some potential imbalance with. But he thought, does he have something? And he concluded, yes. What he's come to give in this world, that's the purpose of my existence. Because Srila Guru Maharaj had mentioned previously that when he was in college, in association with one of his fellow students, some deep sense of renunciation toward the world had come within him, that one day they went in the woods and they were brushing their teeth. And he said he admired this boy because he showed self-sacrifice. He was very much attentive to his studies, but at the same time, always willing to sacrifice his own time for the benefit of others. So he found this is something consistent in the character of Srila Guru Maharaj, that he is captured by self-sacrificing tendency. So he favored this boy, and they're sitting there brushing their teeth with twigs in the morning, and that boy was making some comments and referring to his own household, and he said about his father, he said, that man's house that I live in, he was saying the other day that, like, and Guru Maharaj said, what? So that man's house that I stay in, he was saying, and Guru Maharaj said, that's not a proper way to speak about your father. That man's house that I live in, how can you say that? And the boy said, yes, actually you're true, that sounds somewhat disrespectful. But really, isn't it the truth? I've been wandering throughout the length and breadth of this universe for millions and millions of lifetime, going from one species to another, one planet to another, and now for some short interim of time, I'm in that gentleman's house with that lady in that family. My tenure there is brief. And Guru Maharaj said, that struck some deep sympathetic chord in his heart. And he thought, what he's saying is true. We're all in a situation like that. That gentleman, that lady, that family, we're in their house for some time. And that altered his thinking. And then in his possession came a copy of the book, Ami and Nimai Charit, which he said was written by someone who was compiling, according to what he could understand, something of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mangala, and other works. But Guru Maharaj said at the time, he said, I devoured it like nectar, and my existence became consumed in a search for Mahaprabhu. So that led him in the search of the Gaudiya Math. This was not haphazard, circumstantial, but the very nature of who Mahaprabhu is, that consumed him, and he went searching for who is the substantial divine representative of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And that's what brought him in connection with Gaudiya Math and Srila Saraswati Thakur. So he thought, all right, I'll tolerate the abuse of those who may be in the entourage surrounding him, because that jewel in the center has something that's in my heart's interest. Right? And maybe we can think, in light of what Srila Gurudev last night, is that we might have to be husked along the way. For those of you who weren't there, what can I say? I guess you had to be there. But I kept thinking, oh, what such a sweet husking machine is in our presence. When he said yesterday was the day Srila Guru Maharaj gave him sannyas, and I thought, yeah, this is the day Srila Guru Maharaj gave this gift to the world, that he decided, now I have a group of people who this mercy must be distributed to, and you're the natural agent. And Srila Govinda Maharaj stepped up to the plate and hit the long ball, as we might say. Well, we did. So, Srila Guru Maharaj returned, and as in time, he became known as someone who could substantially represent Srila Saraswati Thakur. Sometimes we heard from Srila Prabhupada that Saraswati Thakur's talks were so deep and comprehensive that for many they bordered being incomprehensible. In other words, they couldn't swim in that depth. So afterwards, when he would give a talk, the devotees would surround two or three, of which one was Srila Guru Maharaj, and ask them to explain what they had just heard. That's a little difficult for us to conceive at present, but for those who've had the fortune to read something of Saraswati Thakur, it sounds appropriate. So Srila Guru Maharaj, even the superior, most superior servitors would approach him for explanation and representation. And Guru Maharaj mentioned once that he accompanied in Benares Srila Saraswati Thakur to one engagement to a householder's house. And that evening, he spoke on a famous verse of the prayers of the demigods in the 10th canto about the birth of Krishna. Satyam Vrata, Satyam, etc. And it was so extraordinary, Srila Saraswati Thakur's interpretation that evening, Achinoti Shastartam, the inner meaning that he was, the juice that he was squeezing from that, was so extraordinary in taste, Srila Guru Maharaj found himself in the midst of a profound dilemma, because it was not being recorded, and he had no pen, no paper. But it was so charming and irresistible, as he contemplated searching for a pen and paper, he thought, I might miss something. So he was in a dilemma, and so he didn't leave. He couldn't pull himself away. The attraction was so intense, what was radiating from Srila Saraswati Thakur. So, as the evening ended, Saraswati Thakur approached him and he said, did you get that? And Guru Maharaj said, oh. And he explained to them the situation, and Saraswati Thakur said, then you're a gober Ganesh. Which means Ganesh made out of cow dung. Because Ganesh is writing everything, you know, so he's saying, you didn't get anything. Then you're a gober Ganesh. And Guru Maharaj was explaining how much he also wanted to hear that again. And Srila Saraswati Thakur said, you wanted to hear it again. I want to hear it again. He was astonished. Basobeti nabeti ba. The agent, what the divine revelation that descends through the agent may exceed his own capacity. We're dealing with the infinite. Infinite revelation. So, but Guru Maharaj said, so I was dismayed on the one hand that happened. He said, but on a deeper level, there was some satisfaction in my heart, because he said, it meant to me that when there was some extra special nectarine substance descending, that I could recognize it. So he said, that gave me some inner joy to know that. So when perhaps a year before the departure of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj, he composed the Bhakti Vinod Viroha Dasakam. And there are many wonderful slokas, spiritually conscious gems there. And Saraswati Thakur, reading them, he was captured and said, actually, he's not written this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. It was of that sort of extraordinary quality. And one sloka in particular we can highlight is this, Sri Gauranumatam Sarupa Biditam, because it shows Srila Guru Maharaj's ability to weigh, assess reality, represent and extend that and make it accessible in this plane. And after all, isn't that what Krishna consciousness is about? Right? The extension of that plane into this plane. This is thematically what is Veda, what is divine revelation. And he demonstrates his unparalleled, extraordinary qualities in being able to weigh, assess, value, measure, and record, as Srila Kesha Maharaj was pointing out, it's achintya beda bed, and you can sing it, it's sweet, you can dance to it. Right? It's that extraordinary. It's condensed there in sweet poetic expression, achintya beda bed, Mahaprabhu's. Sri Gauranamitam Srupa Viditam Rupad Grajan Adritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Ragugunai Ashvaditam Sevitam Jivadye Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Padasevanamritam Aho Tadatumisho Bhavan. He said, this is the way to Saraswati Thakur's heart. To praise Bhaktivinod Thakur. He's showing that this is the principle of Krishna consciousness, not the direct approach to Krishna. Right? What is it? Hung Bhakta, no, what is that sloka of Krishna to Arjun? You know, he's saying, my dip no me bhakta. Partha. Same. Who are my real devotees? Those who are devotees of my devotees. This principle will apply in every circumstance. You cannot go wrong if you follow this. If we're tempted to depart from that, we're in trouble. But as long as we will follow this principle, which is not a slogan, it's not a catchy slogan, dasa anam dasa, you know, go dasa dasa nudasa. It's reality. And if we will concentrate our serving energy there, more wealth will come to us than we believe possible. It's beyond mundane comprehension. So, and it's so beautifully demonstrated even within this verse, Sri Gauranu Matam Srupa Viditam. What Mahaprabhu is, what is his gift to the world, why he has descended here, the full spectral range of Sri Chaitanya avatar is known only to Srup Damodar. Why? Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevara. He's Mahaprabhu the second. He's Mahaprabhu's other self. When Mahaprabhu is lost in the unparalleled ecstatic transformations, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolitam Nomi Krishna Srupam, that's the Krishna that we worship. When he's lost there, Srup Damodar is somehow able to maintain his composure and augment and supplement that ecstatic condition. Mahaprabhu is so, only Srup Damodar, Mahaprabhu is so lost, we can say only Srup Damodar knows fully. When Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva, in charge of this line, told Mahaprabhu after some time, I came to be with you, and you turned me over to him, and it's all wonderful, but I want to be with you. And Mahaprabhu said, that's all right. But what I don't know, Srup Damodar knows in full. Why? Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolitam. It's terra incognita for Krishna to be plunged in the depths of Radha Bhava 24 hours a day, the last 12 years of his life. But that Srup Damodar, the assistant, her principal assistant, and Krishna Leela has descended here as their principal assistant to augment, supplement that internal reason for his descent here. So Srup Damodar knows that. Rupa Grajan Adritam. And as Gurudev said, Sanatana Goswami is sometimes called Rupa's elder brother. Right? Who he is revering as Guru. Sanatana Goswami Adritam is, he adores and worships this divine substance. Rupadye Pariveshitam. And Rupa, after Srila Gurudev said he passed that Supreme Court examination, he was elected, selected as the distributor of this divine substance. Therefore, it's known as the Rupa Anuga Sampradaya. Rupa Goswami's wealth. Rupa Goswami is distributing that, and Rupadhyay Parivesitam Ragugunai Ashraditam. And Raghunath Das Goswami, who received, had his own eyewitness account, plus embellished and enriched with Srupa Damodar Goswami's notes, extended this to Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami so that we can today be fortunate enough to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. Jiva Dhyay Abhirakshitam and Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhushan, they're protecting this divine substance from adulteration, aberration, attack, misrepresentation, giving full shastric support to its legitimacy, the reality that this is the ultimate reality, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. There's no superior revealed truth than this. And how valuable is it? Brahma, Sukha, Shiva, they're hankering for a drop of this divine substance. Asamaho charanarenu jusamahangsham. And Uddhava, Guru Maharaj later adjusted that to include Uddhava. He's aspiring for Tadburi Bhagyam, Iha Janma Kimapyatavyam, Brahma. They all want an atomic presence in that plane. Right? Where is it? What is it? Radha Padman Kipadam Vrindavan Jaranam. The soil of the highest type of dedicating consciousness, supremely sweet, concentrated substance known as Vrindavan that's embellished by the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Sri Radha Parasevanam Ritamaho Tadatum Isho Bhavami. He's saying, you Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this is your gift to the world. This is what is the Krishna consciousness movement. It is nothing other than the nectarine service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That's what's being distributed in this world. That's what, it's sufficient enough to eclipse Krishna himself and bring him down here. He's crawling on his hands and knees, overwhelmed, utterly defeated by the sort of devotion that is within her heart, which is known as what? Krishna consciousness. It's called Krishna consciousness. So he said, Aho, Tadatum Isho. This is the wonderful gift of Bhaktivinoda. So when Saraswati Thakur read this, he's not written this. You can hear everyone go, oh, who wrote it? Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself wrote it. Through him. So then Saraswati Thakur could say, what I am trying to distribute to you, what I was trying to ram down your throats in the beginning, someone's got it. Thank you. Thank you so much. There's a man who's received it in full. Some relief. Now I may leave the world. At least there's one man who will remain behind, who's fully endowed with this substance, who can fully represent me, and who can fully extend this to others. Right? And that person on the Rath Yatra day of 1942 entered a hut in Navadvip and planted a flagpole and declared, this is Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Big, high bamboo pole. And with the flag up there. And what was that flag? He said, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. It's going to loudly announce to the world the glories of Jaya Srim, the victory, the glories of Srimati Radharani, of the divine substance in her heart. That's what this flag is going to represent that. And from this place, it's going to be extended all over the world. Why? Because we heard from Srila Guru Maharaj, every atom of Navadvip is capable of fully delivering Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Matabhara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadvipa Koladri Raje. Where is this place? It's on the banks of the Ganga. And Koladvip Adri Raje. There, Adri Raj means Govardhan. This place is Gupta Govardhan. It's being extended from there. Like we told before, Saraswati Thakur was saying, as the Krishnas from the cowherd section, as they make no distinction when they're manufacturing cows, just the potent source is there, and they're making cows over cows over cows. Right? So, Vaikuntha Vritti, this is being extended to everyone. So there has to be a Govardhan connection there. It's also the ultimate aspiration for those who follow in this line to seek service of that plane. Navidvikaladi Raje. Yatrasi Gaurasara Swatamat, you know, Gauragata. And what is this? Gaurasaraswat. Chaitanya Saraswat Mat? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Saraswati Thakur. Here he says Gaurasaraswat. From Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that conception that he described before, has it come down to Srila Saraswati Thakur and his followers? Gaurasaraswatamata. Nirata, Gauragata Grananti. And they delight the members. They delight in singing the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And we have to say, when we had some conception of Krishna consciousness before coming to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, but in his connection, Mahaprabhu became central. Right? That Radha Bhava Duty Subalitam, know me Krishna, that Krishna. What, some particular type of Krishna? The Krishna who is under the influence, right, of her conception, madly. So Guru Maharaj said, when I think, and this is his true heartfelt, he said, when I think of Srimati Radharani, my whole existence is devoured. He once told, we said his name was Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya, became Ramendra Sundar in the Gaudiya Math. But he said in his earlier life some inclination was there towards Ram, Leela, and he said not so much toward Krishna, because Krishna, as Srila Gurudev mentioned before, he's a consumer, and he's in the position of an enjoyer, a consumer, and Guru Maharaj is not wanting to embrace that position. So he said, not so much attraction there, but towards those who are self-sacrificing. Right? So he said, we saw in Ram Leela, self-sacrifice, and then in Srimati Radharani, self-sacrifice, in Mahaprabhu, self-sacrifice, self-forgetfulness to the extreme. But then Guru Maharaj said, and this is after, you know, so many years, say 60 years of being the pinnacle of devotional expression of Gaudiya theism. He said, but recently, I am finding some attraction for Krishna. He said, and then even then it had to be qualified. He said, because I know that there's no question of entering her group if you don't have some affinity for him. So he said, dyed in the wool, cent percent exclusive follower of Srila Saraswati Thakur, who embodied Radha Dasyam to the extreme. So, Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned that Saraswati Thakur, when he would hear this sloka of Das Goswami, his face would become like that of a phantom, because it expressed his heart's inner aspiration. And all of those who aspire for service in his line, Asha Bhare Amrita Sindhu Mayi Katanchit, Why? It's again paralleled in Srila Guru Maharaj's verse. Goraga Tagranan. How are they approach? What is their approach? Sri Nityam Rupa Anuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. This asha, this aspiration, Radhika Madhavasham, is what's driving this movement. Asha Vare Amrita Sindhamayi Katanchit. Das Goswami says, dragging myself on in this world with a single aspiration, the service of your lotus feet, without which all the paraphernalia of Krishna consciousness are meaningless to me. This sort of, this is guru bhakti to the extreme, wherein lies the real wealth of Krishna consciousness. Etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hyanjaso jayet. Everything will be delivered in this way. To dedicate oneself self-sacrificingly to self-forgetfulness to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And this is what is personified in Srila Bhakti Sundara Govindadev Goswami Maharaj in his unparalleled service to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. As he told, when Guru Maharaj told for him to take over the mission, he said, I am your goat. And, you know, in Bengal, you don't want to be a goat. He said, you can cut off my tail, you can slit my throat, I'm presenting myself as an offering for your service, whatever you decide. But Srila Guru Maharaj had no such thing in mind, but rather the affection and the extension of his mercy through his divine grace to all those assembled here and afar who are celebrating this glorious occasion. So, when we were, I'll just close with this, the Rupa Goswami composed the Chaitanyastakam, and it's very favorite to Srila Guru Maharaj, and one day I was working on some transcription of this and some fine point came and I presented it to Srila Gurudev and he started making some adjustments how that could be understood. And I just thought at the moment to ask him, I said, oh, when did you learn the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami? He said, I've never seen it. And I was a little perplexed. He said, and then he could see, he said, when Srila Guru Maharaj, every day, when he's bathing, as he's pouring the water, he's, you know, aparam kasyapi pranay jana vridasya kuduki rasotsamam hritva madaram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swamavav re dutim. He's chanting the Chaitanyastakam and pouring the waters of Navadvip Dham. And Srila Gurudev, he's actually moving in the plane of service, doing so many other things, but hearing Srila Gurudev's aparam kasyapi pranay jana vridasya kutu, etc. Seeing, in that way, some transference. And I thought, well, how perfect is this? As a demonstration of really substantially how Krishna consciousness is. He's serving his guru. He's not running off to find the book and see, or doing a Google search, like, where is that? I need to add that to my repertoire. People will really think I'm advanced then, won't they? No, he's moving in the, I like to say, moving in the plane of service. Giving it, Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhange Matala Sadhujana Bisharange. Worship, keeping that above the higher plane, and then giving his full attention to whatever's down here and needs to be adjusted. But it's actually in service to that plane. So some extension of the inner substance of that plane is appearing in the heart of the faithful, true servitor. Really, this is how it's transmitted. It's through a sevan mukhe hijivaro shayameva spurtira, through a service connection. Mysteriously, the same devotion that is within the heart of the served is appearing within the heart of the servant. How wonderful is that? So that's why we can say, really, Guru Maharaj once said, Gyana Shunya Bhakti, ignorance is bliss. And if anybody leaves this talk and all they can remember is I said ignorance is bliss, I'm really going to be disappointed. No, if you can if you can explain it, you get a star. Anyway, within there is some secret in there. But so, Srila Gurudev, he personifies that, therefore he can sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada in this line, that not that my chanting, my mantra, my japa is toward that plane of service, but rather that plane of service is my japa, my mantra, my tapa, my whatever service is required to do to that plane, that's japa, mantra, etc. Quite, diametrically different. So when someone says, what is the difference between your... It's diametrically different. Radharani is occupying the supreme position. Krishna is in the secondary position. But that is a very deep subject matter. It sometimes descends from that plane to the agency of our Guru Varga. We're rather inclined to offer ourselves in whatever little serving capacity we have into the service of their lotus feet. Those are extending that down, that divine substance here. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sandra Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Guru Maharaj Abhir Bab Maha Mahotsava Titi Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishwarenu Sulesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Sevashram Ki Jai. Sanyasi Vrinda Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Thai Go Premanande. Now, like that Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, who's the manager and
Jai Om Vishnupad.
Yes. If you could sit over here and where he is sitting.
This is okay.
They can't. You should face the people you're
No, talking. I can speak out of this side of my mouth.
That is your misuse. Pashyame Yoga Maishwarya.
No, I'm okay.
No, there. Let him sit where you are.
I'm right here. This is okay.
Yeah, well, they can move now.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravajakacharya Astatara Sadashi Shimad Shila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Shila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. All the assembled devotees Ki Jai. I wish to say some things, and I want to preface this by saying that sometimes there's a limitation in words, so I'm not saying something to be, you know, with the idea of saying something that will annoy people. Although, you know. But actually, from what we've been able to gather in so many ways, that there is a presence in Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that will... we can say, validate the existence of everyone, and that we have come to the lotus feet of our divine guardians and the lotus feet of the Lord and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, what Guru Maharaj has presented is of a very sweet and divine nature. We heard how Guru Maharaj composed one verse about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing from Sri Gadadhar Pandit, and how Guru Maharaj describes is that Mahaprabhu's situation was of a particular kind of madness that even, you know, even in terms of looking at a horoscope of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are told that that is complete with a certain amount of madness being expressed there. Of course, you know, Nilambar Chakravarti, he has mentioned, you know, that Mahaprabhu was a special expression that, you know, he waited so many months to appear in this world. They said that that, you know, just, what is it called, gestation or whatever was going on, you know, Mahaprabhu 13 months waiting to appear at that exact moment. Recently we had one lunar eclipse, you know, which in one sense didn't seem to get so much notice in the media. You know, there were other things going on. Well, we've heard at Mahaprabhu's time, a lunar eclipse was a more, we can say, what's the word, stellar event or a special event. You know, people were tuned in to that eclipse. They were all bathing in the Ganga. They were all chanting the holy name. And as Srila Govinda Maharaj remarked, they got, you know, if someone bathes in the Ganga during that time, they get, you know, millions of times benefit of actual bathing. Anyway, Mahaprabhu appeared, a very auspicious and divine appearance as foretold by Nilambar Chakravarti in his reading of his horoscope. But we are also told within that horoscope itself, it's replete with some madness there. So Guru Maharaj described the madness of Mahaprabhu as this kind of ambivalence of someone feeling, if we can imagine, separation from themselves. Not a normal conception, but internally Krishna, but covered with the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. He's feeling this kind of intense madness, and at the same time, as maybe also understood, that when there's an expression of some anxiety or despair, sometimes people take some imbibe of some kind of
intoxicants,
some kind of, you know, something to give them some relief from their anxiety. So Mahaprabhu, he is also imbibing this, we can say, intoxication. But his intoxication is that he's hearing from Gadadhar Pandit the beautiful expression of conception of divinity that is given in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we're also told that while Gadadhar Pandit is reading, his tears are falling onto the pages of the Bhagavatam. And later we've also heard that that whole Bhagavatam became washed clean of any, you know, even any letters due to the offerings which are falling from Gadadhar Pandit's eyes. We heard that, what is it, when Srinivasacharya went to hear, to be instructed by Gadadhar Pandit, he was told, I will teach you Srimad Bhagavatam, but I don't have a Bhagavatam to use right now. This one has been washed clean. So my reverence is that there are certain things that they are washed clean, or their pages may be blank to us of Mahaprabhu's actual expression. We are not of that entrance into that level. But we have also been very, we can say, gifted, that we received a gift, I should say, that of what Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and of course Srila Govinda Maharaj, what we're hearing every day from him, that is a beautiful conception that we're getting, and a actual living presence. We're not just memorizing some verses, and we're not just like practicing something out of, you know, some old books, or, you know, something out of, you know, some religious idea or religious doctrine. But it's actually, we see something that's very complete, with all kinds of humors or all kinds of rasas are being presented there. We heard one time that when the devotees came to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mutt from ISKCON, headed by personalities like Bhavananda Goswami, then Guru Maharaj was listening. He was listening to them speak, and at that time he heard an expression of that we see on the Samadhi Mandir, Vipralamba, Milan, of union and separation. That's something we also heard, you know, during the presence of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, of union and separation. Bhavananda Goswami was speaking about that, and Guru Maharaj expressed some surprise that where did such a relatively young devotee, where did he come up with that kind of conception or idea of union and separation? It's not something that's normally understood by even, you know, regular practitioners of Krishna consciousness, of Mahaprabhu's followers. Not everyone will understand or know of that conception of union and separation. But here it was being expressed by a young devotee, Bhavananda Goswami. Then, actually, of course, we know where he heard that. He heard that from Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But Guru Maharaj also, you know, what is actually noteworthy is that was something that Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, they would discuss these kind of ideas. It was actually a conception which was known, or, you know, dear to the heart of Guru Maharaj and expressed to Srila Prabhupada. And like that, there is many expressions that we're hearing that actually give us some understanding. It is, otherwise we may be, you know, seeing the words or hearing the songs, but it is not comprehensible to us, or not, you know, assimilated by us. One person once heard that the devotees were chanting, you know, different kirtans, different songs of the acharyas. And one person asked that when we chant these songs, are we, you know, entering into the mood or the expression of who has written those songs, the Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, etc. And repeating maybe the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj said, you know, puppy brain, meaning it is not, we may hear the words, we may sing the tune, but what is actually the actual, you know, what they are expressing of their heart is not just by, you know, by some glimpse from afar that one can know what's going on. So many things have actually been given to us Goswami Maharaj, he expressed so many things of Guru Maharaj. He presented those, you know, five books of Guru Maharaj initially. And therefore, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he is sometimes referred to San Jose as the labor room of my mother. You know, in the sense that Guru Maharaj's actual conception was being presented in those books of Sri Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano, Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful, Loving Search for the Lost Servant, and Subjective Evolution. And, you know, Guru Maharaj at one time gave his, you know, deity to Srila Goswami Maharaj. And, well, actually it was Govinda Maharaj who gave that deity of Mahaprabhu that was being kept for Hapaniya. And that deity was behind the altar there. And Govinda Maharaj, he wanted to give to Shripad Goswami Maharaj. And there were some of the persons commented that they were very attached, you know, to that form of Mahaprabhu. But Govinda Maharaj said, he has already given me these deities. He's already given me, what, two or three? He has given me...
At the time, three.
He has given me three deities, later expanded to five. But, you know, three deities. So I was mentioning the labor room of my mother in San Jose. That conception of Guru Maharaj was being given, and actually without that being given out, I'm trying to remember what my point was. I was, you know, I was saying that Srila Govinda Maharaj, he actually referred to that deity of Srila Guru Maharaj's conception being given. Mm-hmm. So what we've heard and what we have been given is the full expression of something that is a very live and is very, and is actually Guru Maharaj is giving. And oh, here's the point that Guru Maharaj at one time remarked about Goswami Maharaj. He said, he has come to rob me or take something from me of that treasure which I was keeping. You know, and
can I just?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Not exactly, but no, he said, I'll make this brief, and I'll just say it in this way. He said he wanted to draw the maximum from his Guru Maharaj, Saraswati Thakur, to collect the maximum wealth from him. And then he said, and I did. And he said, now I find that in my final days, your coming and what was stored in me from him, you're drawing that out. And so he said, as my tendency was not so much for distribution, but collection, and this is a collection that beyond what we normally conceive. So he could collect that, he said. He said, so you shall collect from me and then distribute.
Same thing. Same thing.
I what mean. They say, amateurs plagiarize, professionals steal.
Same conception.
Morally.
So anyway, that was being given out, not to the point that Srila Govinda Maharaj, he asked that Sikshastika be translated into Bengali. So what does that tell you? All right? So then Guru Maharaj's ideas, which are fully, you know, we hear that expression, full-fledged divinity. Full-fledged divinity. It's a British term, full-fledged. Obviously refers to plumage, you know, to bird, you know, like you can think of a peacock. This is, you know, fully developed with its all its, you know, it's all its beauty. Everything is there. So that full-fledged conception of divinity is being given by Guru Maharaj. And that is for the enrichment of everyone. And of course, you know, just as that, the verse we hear of Guru Maharaj talking, that is also being enriched by Srila Govinda Maharaj. It's not that he is just a recording machine, you know, or that Guru Maharaj had the capacity of throwing verses. That's obviously true. It's amazing when you hear Srila Govinda Maharaj talk about how his memory is slipping away, you know. He quotes verses from grammar books in Sanskrit verses that he heard in a grammar book when he was like six years old. And if he misses, if somebody has to prompt him on a word or something, or he forgets a word, he'll talk about his memory is gone. You know, he quoted something, a verse he wrote when he was, you know, poem that he wrote when he was 15 years old. I mean, that's some time ago, you know, but he can still quote it, but his memory is gone. You know, so he has enriched Guru Maharaj's conception with his own realizations and his own beauty. And that's, you know, it's irrefutable. That's, yeah. And so beyond that, you know, is it, so many persons we've heard, actually heard, and I will take this on face value, that many times people who have had some connection with Guru Maharaj, they go somewhere else. Even they may be relatively new devotees in the sense of who knows what new means, all right? But they're, you know, go somewhere, and people recognize that there is some Guru Maharaj's conception that something they'll say or some way of expressing themselves. And one time I said that Guru Maharaj's, you know, conception doesn't just consist of a series of slogans. But then I quoted many slogans that Guru Maharaj had given. And Guru Maharaj at one time said that many of the things, they're actually not slogans, they're more like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it uses the word sutras. Aphorisms, sutras. They're condensed into a statement, a whole vast conception. And Guru Maharaj also described many things that he was giving to the devotees, giving to us, were realizations of the experienced Vaishnavas, that what they had learned within their practicing life, you know, through the eyes of a Param Vaishnava. And then, you know, he's given full expression of so many things, the Gayatri Mantra, never explained before. You know, some reference was there, mention of Jiva Goswami. He had commented, Guru Maharaj said, I heard he had commented on Gayatri Mantra. And Guru Maharaj gave that full expression. And so many things we could talk about. You know, Ban Maharaj, his Prapana Jivanamrita. Ban Maharaj said that Sridhar Maharaj, he has outdone all of us. You know, what he gave in Prapana Jivanamrita. One time that Prapana Jivanamrita by one individual was translated, but without Guru Maharaj's aphorisms. You know, but it's actually Guru Maharaj's aphorisms, Guru Maharaj's, you know, expression on each verse quoted in the Prapana Jivanamrita, which is the full, you know, full conception being given there. So beyond all of Guru Maharaj's contributions, we can say in terms of song, in terms of Shastra, in terms of, you know, Siddhanta, everything, because it's an he's, you know, I can only see Guru Maharaj from, you know, what can I say, even from afar is not actually accurate. Because as Srila Govinda Maharaj, one time I was sitting with him on the veranda in Nabadeep, and he asked me to go to Jaipur to see the deity of Guru Maharaj that was, you know, being prepared in Jaipur. He said, "You go to Jaipur, see the deity, see, you know, what the resemblance is and all that." And I just wish to express to Srila Govinda Maharaj that I was not competent to do that because I was not around Srila Guru Maharaj so much to be able to discern what is actually correct expression or not. So I just said, "Well, Srila Govinda Maharaj, I never really knew Guru Maharaj." And when I said that, Srila Govinda Maharaj, you know, it was very embarrassing, but he, you know, he became ecstatic and he grabbed my feet and he says, "This is correct. Actually, we never knew Guru Maharaj." You know, he expressed like that. And it's like he became like, you know, overwhelmed, you know, just like we hear in, you know, in, of the devotees, some, you know, apparent, you know, small word or small expression will touch, you know, some levels of ecstasy, of divinity will flow by that expression. So, but it is the truth. I could not see or know of Guru Maharaj. But I was talking about these aphorisms, sutras, conceptions which Guru Maharaj which has given us, and he said that they are trade secrets of practicing life. And they are actually, you know, some wealth, because it's one thing, you know, we see it in any kind of occupation, any kind of profession, you know, the experienced, the, you know, what does this say, the, who is actually, you know, a, you know, who is the, you know, in baseball and anything, there is a certain amount of, you know, realization which comes by practice, you know, by experience, you know. But when Govinda Maharaj says practicing life, I'm not talking about, you know, like somebody singing arpeggios or something like that, you know. It's a living thing, something that's going on daily. And Guru Maharaj said, told us that these are, like, we can say trade secrets of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He expressed like that. And he gave so many wonderful things. He gave his version of Hegel. I don't think Hegel ever got it that way, you know. You know, this die to live. I mean, you know, I've read something of the philosophers, but, you know, Guru Maharaj, he extracted something out of them, which is, I think, probably indiscernible even to them, you know, but maybe in their real heart of hearts, if you can use that cliche, but deep within, there is that expression. And Guru Maharaj, I remember one reading that, or hearing also Guru Maharaj talking about, you know, approaching, he said, the Department of Mercy rather than the Department of Justice, if I'm stating it correctly. You know, so he said that, so that we can all relate with. Everyone, you know, can relate with that expression that I don't want to be judged by the Lord, although that may be a conception of the, what do they call it here in America? The Christian right or whatever, you know, that, you know, God seeing everything, he's like keeping score, etc. But, you know, our conception is a little different. We're ultimately appealing to the Department of Mercy, and nobody really thinks that they can pass that examination if they will be impartially judged, nor do we want to be impartially judged. So, at the same time, we can all relate to that, but we also know that from Guru Maharaj, what he says is a trade is, you know, that you want mercy for yourself, then you must also be willing to extend that mercy to others. Otherwise, if for yourself you want mercy, but at the other to others, you will apply the dictums of, you know, scripture, you know, Vaishnavachar, all these things, they have to conform to that. And we see what is Srila Govinda Maharaj's mood. Yesterday he came, you know, yesterday he came to that program in the vet's hall. And there were so many persons there. And before Govinda Maharaj went, actually, he's not feeling well. He didn't, you know, he extended himself. But what he actually extended was his mercy to everyone. And everyone, and his heart, in so doing, was completely melted. As soon as he got there, it was very perceivable, if that's the right word, perceivable in his words and in his expression. And he was happy. And when he came home, I said, Maharaj, what you said was so beautiful. And he was more happy. You know, he's giving himself. So Guru Maharaj expresses this mood that, you know, he says, if you approaching the Department of Mercy, then you also have to give mercy to others. Otherwise, it borders, or not borders on it, is hypocrisy. You know, to want mercy for myself, but for everyone else, I'll be the prosecutor, the police. And so many actual, you know, we've been living so many years trying to understand something of Krishna consciousness. You know, even what that means, Krishna consciousness, what the word means. And I remember so many devotees, they would go to India, they would go to South India. They reveled in being in Vrindavan, but they avoided Bengal because Bengal was, you know, communist and, you know, fish eaters and so many other things. But strangely enough, the word Gaudiya seems to be somehow related to Bengal. You know, if you say Gaudiya, it means Bengal. And Gaudiya Vaishnavism means Mahaprabhu, but it also means that Mahaprabhu's full expression is in Bengali. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, you know, and is the practicing life of the Bengalis, of everyone we can say, but, you know, and so through Guru Maharaj's words, paraphrasing, which I can't quote, but Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's talking about, you know, that there are devotees of, you know, Vrindavan, there are devotees of, you know, Gauranga, devotees of, but he says, what you will deposit into that account in Mahaprabhu, that will be mysteriously transferred to your Vrindavan account, some expression like that. When I came, Guru Maharaj told me, you know, about his mod. He said, here is Aparad Bhanjanpat. And he said, therefore, if you will invest everything that you have at this place, you will get the fullest return on your investment of anything, of anywhere. So these kinds of, you know, these kinds of actually giving us some living faith and some actually something of understanding, then what we heard this morning from Srila Govinda Maharaj about Mahaprabhu and his relationship towards Ramananda Roy, actually we can appreciate that, then we also get some appreciation for Srila Guru Maharaj of some substance. Guru Maharaj said he's actually, you know, indicating that our existence isn't just an external affair form, but actually of substance. Anyway, we heard from Srila Govinda Maharaj and also Srila Sripad Goswami Maharaj, and we have so much wealth of Srila, this divine mission, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Sevashram. And we feel that some special wealth is here within this mission and this place, and now we are especially so fortunate that we have that Srila Govindamaharaj. He has come with us, come so far to be here with us and to be present today on the divine appearance of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. And that is beyond anybody's, you know, what anybody could wish for, and is beyond any of our aspiration. And within that will come full success of our lives, if we, our appreciation, our surrender, and our, you know, attraction for this, then that is much more than anybody can get anywhere, and is very unique. Anyway, I want to end here. I want to express my appreciation to all of the Vaishnavs, all of you. I'm personally seeing that in all this time, especially in the presence of Srila Govindamaharaj, all of you have cooperated and done so much service. I'm myself, you know, who am I? I can't measure up to that quality of service, but all of you have done so much service to Srila Govindamaharaj and to our mission. I want to, at least on this gathering, express my appreciation for that. Anyway, all glories to Srila Guru Maharaj. All glories to Srila Govindamaharaj. Srila Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. All the assembled Vaishnavas ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So we can...
Jai.